Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are very few things more important to a man than his boner.
Oh, yeah.
So, when his time moves on, and it's not what it used to be,
he
can get really scary.
Sure.
Right? Because you'll try anything.
Oh, yeah.
You'll try anything. But it turns out we may not understand our boners the way we think we do.
What are we doing wrong?
At least according to something we have in front of us here. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
Men don't like to talk about the negative side of sex.
The dark side of the erection.
Well, yes. I mean, we'll tell our friends
worst
about
worst album of all time.
Meet me on the dark side of your bone. We will tell friends.
Yeah.
About chicks we totally bang, bro.
Oh, yeah?
We'll claim we gave that. I gave her like 40 orgasms. Same time. But the stuff that needs to be talked about, we don't want to share. For example, Tommy, did you know?
What's that?
The average American male starts to see a decrease in erection quality.
ED?
Not necessarily.
But you're on the path.
Yeah, a decrease to erection quality in his mid-30s.
Wow.
Way younger than you think.
Yeah.
On top of that, 40% of men in their 40s say they have experienced some kind of erectile dysfunction.
Maintaining a boner.
But that's almost half of men in their 40s.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, I know. Yeah, I mean, once you start aging up a little bit, you know.
But I wouldn't have thought 40s was young
enough.
Well,
I mean, it's not like it's dying, but you probably notice it doesn't last as long.
Okay.
That's why the Viagra got so popular.
Understood. But there is a reason why guys may not know these facts.
Yeah.
Because we see it as embarrassing.
Well, it's not manly.
Because of it, it can be hard to know how to fix this issue. And it leads to this study that we have in front of us.
What's that?
Because, Tommy, it has been believed that the reason boners start to go away is testosterone.
Yeah, age.
Low T.
Yeah.
Testosterone's going away and your boner stops.
Because a lot of guys that have it.
Yeah, so testosterone replacement therapy, which carries some scary side effects.
Well, you get the shot or the patch.
But it's blown up.
Yeah.
It's blown up. And all of that may have been for nothing.
Oh, it didn't work?
Not that it's not working for some guys, but a new study using healthy men between ages 17 and 85 over 6 years found that loss of erections had almost nothing to do with testosterone, but sugar played a part.
Oh, like if you're diabetic?
Okay.
Or you have high sugar?
So they found that men whose blood sugar levels crept up even just slightly, well below diabetic levels, were the ones that had the most reports of erectile dysfunction.
We got to lay out the sugar.
I mean, that's what this study suggests.
And everything turns into sugar. It does. You drink a beer, it turns into sugar.
No, I hear you, man.
You eat bread, sugar. You know what happens when you eat sugar?
What's that?
Turns into bread. So you get a yeast infection.
It seems that the sugar may be the reason why we are having such erectile issues.
To lay out the candy bar.
Now, here's the thing. Take it all with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I don't know how peer-reviewed this was.
Salt will hurt you, too, though. Watch the salt.
It's one study. But it's interesting. And there's a reason I bring up this information.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Who do you talk to your boner about?
My doctor.
That's it.
Yeah.
You mean?
Well, he'd be the one to talk
to. I feel like you phrased that
wrong.
Who
do you talk to your boner about?
By my.
Works either way, I think.
Okay, all right.
No, so at my age, when I go to the doctor, he'll ask me about it.
So it's just your doctor?
Well, yeah. He's the expert. Who else would I talk to?
I would think some people would feel I mean, think of how much you lie to your doctor just because for whatever reason you don't want them to judge you on your lifestyle. I wonder how many people are really that open with their doctor. It should be the person you go to.
Yeah.
But I think some people you might feel a little shame. You might feel like you did something wrong. You don't want your doctor to
blame you for the problem. Like, I think there are people who are hesitant to share that with a doctor.
Not to mention, you have admitted into a microphone that you lie to your doctor every time you go in there.
Right.
Hey, only about drinking. I do admit to drinking.
Drinking and smoking.
Okay, but you've never had a frank and honest discussion about potential sexual issues, fears, and concerns with another man outside of America.
So I had it forced on me by my father one time.
Okay.
Because he was asking me one time, it was when I first got divorced the second time. And he goes, what's going
when
on?
When I first got divorced the second time. Yes.
And he was asking me about dating and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
And I said, yeah. And he goes, he asked me about, you know.
Is everything going on? Everything good
joint
down there?
Yeah. Right. He goes, his didn't stop working till he was in his 80s.
Oh.
And he goes, good for you.
You got my boner, son.
Yeah, so he's basically bragging about his boner, saying, if you have a boner and you're 80, you can thank me for it.
Okay.
So, you know, we kind of had that talk.
But that's it.
Yeah. What else would you talk about?
Well, no,
but he wasn't offering you advice.
Telling me, though. But no, actually, he was saying that.
Okay.
You got good boner gene.
Is that advice?
Unless you got your mom's boner gene. She has men in her side of the family, too.
Yeah, but you said my mother was full of boners, so I would be fine either way.
Yeah,
my father has a good boner, and you claim that my mother was constantly bombarded by boners.
No, that was the name of her autobiography. Bombarded by Boners, the Edie Buley story. Bob Albin. So outside of your dad forcing this on you, you have never had a frank and honest discussion about any of your boners.
No, I haven't talked to my brothers about it. And my brothers are, you know, in their late 70s, which they, you know, they could be having issues.
You look like you're about to give a TED talk on boners.
I like it.
So here's the thing. Neither have I. Because you don't want
to
look like
we haven't talked to each other. We make boner jokes all day and do not have a frank discussion about boners.
Or Franks. No, you're right. In 25 years I've known you.
We have talked about Franks.
Okay, so here's the thing. You don't want to look like less of a man. And for some reason, that is blasted into our heads, right? Yeah. So when actual issues start to pop up, instead of finding out things like testosterone may not have anything to do with our boners, we end up getting duped by the Doug Fluties and the Frank Thomases of the world trying to sell us pills.
You know what I hear?
What's that?
She gonna like it too.
We end up falling for some guy on Instagram who wants to sell us shots of testosterone through the mail. We try shakes and we try creams and God knows what else, all in an effort to secretly bring back what was our 21-year-old erection. It's super dangerous and it is easily fixable if we would just openly talk about our penises with each other.
And it's so funny too, because people your age, but more so guys your age, you love to talk about your health problems.
Yes.
Like even the most embarrassing health thing that you have to go through, you will talk about it as if you're competing for whose is worse.
You're
true
correct.
That
happens with everything across the board except for this, it seems like.
The love pole. The sacred pole.
All right.
You have to protect it at all costs.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. And I don't expect too many calls or messages from guys because this is not something we like to talk about as we're discovering here. But are there guys who will have this discussion with their friends? A boner buddy, if you will.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have a boner buddy?
Do you have a crank crew?
I love it. We'll make the t-shirts.
Well, you had one, I remember.
Did I?
Yeah, didn't it break up?
Yeah,
cops broke it up? You guys were hanging out at that park?
Why don't, Kimmy, guys want to talk about their boners with their friends? Remember when you were getting sodomized and nomin dudes? Let's talk about your boner. I am willing to bet that your wife's friends know way more about your penis than your own friends do. Oh. Kimmy, would you agree with that?
They would share their husband's problems?
That could be true. I mean, as much as open as I think women are with each other, there are some things that they may not put out there. I mean, depending on how serious the problem is.
So when I hear my wife talking about my penis to her friends, I should tell her to stop when she tells me everyone's doing this as they're all laughing. I can hear the laughing on the other side of the door.
I guess it is possible,
but
they may still not know everything.
Okay. And, there's another... I'm sorry, were you going to say
something? I don't think it's ever going to get solved, just based how men are.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But maybe the fact that we're not openly talking about it or saying, it's okay, there are things you can find out. You're not going to waste money. You're not going to potentially put yourself in danger.
Yeah.
You're not going to fall for snake oil.
But you're always looking for that easiest path. You know what I mean?
Agreed. But I would argue the easiest path is to have this discussion. What works for you? What have you experienced? I don't want Frank Thomas telling me what I should do with my penis.
No, but, I know, most people swear by Viagra and Cialis.
Okay.
Like, those are the two, but those are medically prescribed pills. But some guys don't want to do that, so that's when they start going down these weird, you know, discreet mailing shows up at the house, and the Frank Thomas pill shows up.
But that brings us to the other problem here.
And then Jimmy Johnson's elongate.
252-WCMF. This discussion started off with a study that showed sugar maybe playing more of a role than testosterone in erectile dysfunction. You can go find the study yourself. And again, the study itself doesn't matter whether or not it's legitimate or it's been peer-reviewed, but the fact that we don't talk to each other as men about our penises.
Yeah.
The other discussion you have to have when, if you find a boner buddy or a crank crew, is about fair expectations.
Of?
All right, let me put it this
sharing?
Way. No. About your performance, period.
Oh.
Like, if you played football in high school, and now you're 45, no one would expect you to be able to put on shoulder pads and go out and perform the way you did 25 years ago.
It's not going
to
be the same.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like we have to accept the same thing as men for our sex lives.
But we don't.
Exactly.
We hold on to that teenage boner.
Look, you're not throwing 98 miles an hour anymore. But to use a baseball analogy, not every Hall of Fame pitcher threw heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the arm starts to go, you learn new pitches, knuckler,
techniques.
Sinker. Yeah, changeup. Like, the older you get as a man, especially if you've had the same partner for years, the more you learn other things that are just important is straight up pee in the vagina, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is also valuable information we could be sharing with each other that we are not, because we get sucked into this idea that I need a pill or a cream or a shot to make my boner 21 again.
Yeah. The problem is, though, it's like the last thing. It's like, man, what else?
What do you mean?
Like, when you get to be my age and when your boner goes, my hearing, my back.
Yeah.
My knees are shot.
Well, that's probably because of your crank crew that you had all those years ago. Get off of your knees, Mulay!
You don't want to give it up. It's like the only thing you got left that gives you any pleasure.
But that's why this is a good thing.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You don't want to think about it because it's the end. It's the end of, like, your good run. Not that you're dying, but it's the end of, like, this was cheap fun, man.
No, I get it.
You know, when I was broke on a Saturday night and no prospects, I had my hands and my glands, baby.
Ugh, for God's sakes, man.
Yeah, that's what I said when I was done. Ugh. Oh, God.
But, like, Tommy, if we don't have this talk, it also leads to men dying. And not even from, like, the idea of taking wrong things. Men die trying to have the same sex they had in their 20s in life, right? Like, it does make you wonder if the boner changes, maybe our body's way of trying to keep us alive.
Oh, yeah, it's the dashboard.
No, like, we are not supposed to be able to have the same sex we did because our heart can't handle it.
Oh, okay, we're pushing it.
Well, like, if you take a Viagra in your 60s, you're going to get your 18-year-old boner.
Oh, you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're fighting nature.
But there's still other physical aspects of it that you're not thinking about.
Well, you got to take your heart pill and your salt pill.
You were going to say, Kimmy?
It's just funny we're having this discussion while guys are calling up, but they don't want to share.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly what we're talking about.
And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like, they kind of want to pass along the information, but they don't want to get on and put their name to it.
I mean, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
Right? But there shouldn't be shame in it.
Mm.
Like I said, it's shame, it's sadness, it's kind of like marking the end of, like, your run.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
To something, yeah.
But again, this study shows us 4 in 10 men in their 40s have experienced some kind of erectile dysfunction. So that means almost half of men in their 40s are dealing with
this. Yeah, starting to dip.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not something to be ashamed of.
No, not at all.
I mean, like, you know, when it comes to, like, being open-minded, Rich writes us on Instagram.
Yeah, what's he say?
Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, Tommy in that outfit looks like everybody's boner buddy. You know, be cool like Rich is being. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen and Kimmy.
What up?
So, as a non-binary boner haver, that sounded way better in my head, by the way. Oh, my goodness. I can, like, confirm that this is a cis man issue. Like, out of all my LGBT friends, we don't have issues talking to each other about boners.
Okay. But that makes sense, not to cut you off.
Just
because
more open about your sexuality general.
Yeah. If I'm into guys, I'm going to be seeing his boner, he sees my boner, our boners are doing stuff together.
Maybe that's our problem. We should be seeing each other's boners.
Well, no, I'm not arguing if you're not gay to go be gay.
No, but just express boner.
Let me touch your boner.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Like how you share photos on iPhones now.
Okay.
Boop.
But I mean, like, I've talked about my boner to my cis woman lesbian friends.
Okay. How could they?
Yeah, how does she help you?
Yeah, they can't really help you out.
She's kind of anti-boner.
Sharing, being open about it in general.
No, yeah, but how's she going to
help? Being open about our health, looking for ideas. Like, okay. That's how I discovered that sugar's linked to it. And ever since I started dieting more, I've been doing better.
You're probably getting a lot more action, too, trimming down.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So, I mean, Jay, that's great for you. It doesn't really help guys that are, you know, not in the LGBTQ community.
I mean, maybe just hang out with some gay guys and you learn your way around things.
Okay, Jay, not a bad idea. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hello, young gay man. I have a question about my boner. Yes, of course I'll buy you a drink.
I mean, Kimmy.
Meet you in the men's room? Okay.
You can back up Jay here. Like, yeah. You know, like, at least all the gay guys I know have no problem discussing sexuality.
Yeah, yeah, but they're very open people.
Yeah. But like, it's just funny how it's like, I don't know, like, I'm not going to make out with my gay buddy.
Right.
Right? And he has no problem telling me any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I know, like, we are not into each other at all. Right. We're never going to see each other's penises again.
Well, we did.
Probably. But, like, we won't talk about it. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
I know.
Well, do you see it as, like, almost, I don't know if competitive is a way to put it, but it's almost like I can't be vulnerable because then that guy's going to think he's better than me.
Yes.
Is it that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, a measuring contest.
Literally.
Yeah. Even with your best friends, you know, it's kind of still there.
All right, we got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, we started this conversation about this new study that shows maybe sugar is the reason for your boner decreasing in strength and efficiency, not testosterone.
Mm.
And again, 4 in 10 men in their 40s say they've experienced some sort of erectile dysfunction. Rick writes us on Instagram. He says, if this is such a big problem for guys, why not just take Viagra? Are guys still taking and talking about Viagra the way they used to?
I don't know.
Well, because, like, you were around when it, like, exploded. Well,
yeah. The Viagra boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, my old man was on, like, he was, like, one of the pioneer Viagra
guys. Feel like you almost knew everybody in your circle that was on Viagra, you kind of knew about it.
They talked about it. But it doesn't seem like, I haven't heard men have that discussion in a long time. Are we back to feeling shame for taking it?
Because it kind of, well, the novelty kind of wore off, you know what I mean? Because I knew guys that were taking it. Just to see how it worked.
Yeah.
You know, like, God damn, man.
Which is really good to do with pharmaceuticals.
Buddy. Yeah.
Let's just pop and see what happens.
Because it's like blood pressure medicine, right?
That's what it was initially studied for.
Yeah, for your circulation, right?
Yeah. And again, yeah, it worked for the circulation.
Oh yeah.
In your pants!
Yeah, and your mama's pants, too.
Matt writes us, I take medication that causes erectile dysfunction. I have had to talk to my doctor about it. My willingness to bring it up helped others to have conversations with their doctors. I mean, that's good, right? You bring it up with your buddy. I mean,
some guys probably aren't that comfortable with their doctors.
No, I think he means talking about it with other people have led to them talking to their doctor.
But if you're not that comfortable with your doctor during an exam, you're probably not that guy.
Oh, okay. Well, then who do you go to?
Oh, well, you're screwed because you're not going to anybody.
Well, no, you're
probably
nuts.
Going to Google, right?
Like, yeah, that's where, yeah, you're probably going to those medical sites.
You're trying to find the information yourself, which
offshore
isn't
medical
always
cures.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they do have a lot of
Guatemala sex clinic.
I wonder if people feel more comfortable because, like, they have a lot of doctors that you can see where it's not quite a face to face reaction.
Oh, Zoom?
It's more of like a. A Zoom interaction, or
that's a Zoom, bro.
And maybe people feel a little bit more comfortable doing it that way.
Can you turn it to the left?
Sir, we don't need the angle to make it look bigger. I just need to see it. We got ladies weighing in on boners. Mama Sienna rates us on Instagram. She says, "I think guys need to be proud of their boner and also reach out to their friends about their troubles. Girls reach out to friends when someone is having issues with their taco meat and taco health. No shame needed.
Taco talk."
But we also have a specific doctor for that, too, so.
Dr. Taco Meat.
Why don't guys have a boner doctor?
That is weird.
Well, you do. You have a doctor.
Well, no, but, like, Kimmy's right. They have a doctor.
Yeah, like, we have a regular doctor.
That would
and
be
then
a
we
urologist.
Have a, we have.
What?
That would be a urologist.
Yeah, but we don't go to the urologist every
True.
Right.
I guess I get the vagina's more complicated.
Well, yeah, and it does a lot more stuff a lot earlier.
They got to check on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe if there was a specific, like, available.
Penis doctor.
Yeah. Penis tell you, maybe
because
guys.
That's, you're going there for one reason and one reason only.
Got to get up in them stirrups.
Why would you need stirrups?
Get in there good.
In what?
I don't know. So you can see it good.
No, I don't want to ask any questions.
Well, you want to be like this so you can get in there. Like that. Right?
I know that's hurting you, so I'm not going to say
using
a word.
His abs
no, I'm stuck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, big stuff on starting today. It's every old man's dream.
What's coming?
Old men love two things, boats and wasting time.
Yes.
And this checks off both those boxes.
All right.
But old men hate one thing in particular, spending money. And Kimmy, this is, although it may be worth it, I don't know how many guys Tommy's age.
I think they're going to see that number and be a little shocked.
It's really that high?
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Super exciting news for all men dressed like Tommy today.
So what are they saying?
Today is the date that two tall ships.
Wait, we're getting two?
Will show up in the harbor in Charlotte.
Yeah, they're tying up?
Yeah, we knew about one. So yeah. Let's talk about the other. So the two ships, the historic schooners, one is called When and If. That was the patent schooner. We'll get back to that in a second. The other one that we didn't know that was coming is called the Liberty Clipper, which is weird because I believe that was Tommy's mom's nickname when she was in the Marines. Semper Clipper. So the Liberty Clipper was built in 1983, and it pays homage to the tall ships of the 18th and 19th century.
Oh, yeah.
But the really interesting one is When and If. When and If was built in 1939 by General George Patton.
Yeah.
And the...
It was a family yacht.
Well, the purpose of it, he was going to sail the world after the war.
Didn't work out for him.
It did not. But the ship lives on, and it's been, you know, repaired the entire time. So this is a legitimate piece of American history coming into the shores of Charlotte this weekend.
Now, I believe it's here now.
It is, yeah. It starts today, and it goes until September 1st. So... when we first brought this up a couple of weeks ago, you were over the moon excited.
Yeah, I mean, all the history, General Patton, his yacht, come on.
You love
the boat itself.
You love boats.
Yeah. The big-time boat guy.
The schooner.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimmy discovered something that may make men your age a little less excited. Kimmy, what did you discover?
It's not going to be a cheap ride if you are somebody that wants to hang out on this boat.
Do you want to board it?
It seems as though the Get on the deck, is that what it's called? Price.
Okay.
Is about $70 a ticket.
God damn.
So I'm guessing you're not going alone.
Yeah, it's $1.40 to tour the boat.
And that's before the taxes.
And that's only getting you an hour and a half.
It's probably a tour. With like a guy telling you about the boat.
I think they take you out of the boat. Don't they?
Oh, wait, we go out of the boat?
Yeah, no, you go out.
I think you go out.
Okay, so I've got the
number. That's way different.
So I've got it here. So if I want to sail the Liberty Clipper, it's $50 to $69 for
$50 for children, it says.
Yeah, okay, so
10 and under.
$69 for a 90-minute ride above the Liberty, aboard the Liberty Clipper. If you want the Wind and Wine sunset sail.
Who doesn't?
It's a two-hour sunset sail. That will run you about $89.
Okay.
But you're getting wine and cheese.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You're getting more, it's more the time, I'm guessing, that's doing it. Yeah.
But that's not the historic one. I can't find a price for the When and If, which was Patton's boat. Which
I think they're about the same.
Okay.
Because I saw the When and If. I didn't see the sunset price on that one, though.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this question. Because you're a man who says everything is too expensive, except for your stupid outfits that you wear. Would you spend $70, $140 pre-tax for you and your wife to take a sunset cruise on Patton's boat?
Yes.
Seriously, you're not even going to think about it?
Yeah. I mean, it's an historic boat.
It's an insane amount of money.
And women love to hear about George Patton.
I think that's too expensive even for you. As much as you want to be on that boat.
No, I would have to do it.
Okay, I'm shocked that you're not.
Well, because my wife would like the
sunset. You're not suffering from sticker shock, right?
No, but my wife would love the cruise and the sunset. I would love the patent stuff.
Okay,
so it would work.
But again, the sunset one's 80 a person at least, right?
What,
or 90? Did you say 90?
I think it went up to 90.
Okay.
So what day are you going then?
I can't.
Why?
I got the grandkids. And the kids.
You're not,
everybody's in town. I ain't
kids,
taking everybody in the goddamn
kids
boat.
Kids 10 and under, $50.
Yeah.
But I would have to take six people in that boat.
Oh, no.
I might as well buy the damn thing.
No. If you were willing to spend the money, you would find a way to go this weekend.
Get that family
and
on
you're
that
not.
Boat.
Like, you try to sound cool, like a fancy boy in his fancy outfit, and it ain't working. I know it's too much money.
I wonder if there's some patent stuff in there. Like him on the boat and stuff.
I'm sure they got some history stuff to look at. Right?
Yeah. Well, did he make it on the boat? I don't even know if he made it on the boat.
Well, he died.
See, I'm already bored.
But he died. He never really, at the end of the war, he got killed in a car accident, like right after the war.
Yeah, he was driving to see a schooner.
It was built in 1939, it says.
But he was in the middle of the war by then. He was he was a general in the army, so he probably... When he was getting out of after the war, he was going to sail.
Yeah, that was his plan. Sail.
He may have never been on the boat.
That's what I'm wondering, right? And I love this too, Kimmy. This is what it would be like to be his wife on the. General Patton, 1939. He was already in a Japanese.
I think about this.
He's a theater, General George S. Patton.
There were so many shortages and stuff, and he still got that boat built, proving how rich he was.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
you can get wood, you can get rubber, you can get metal or anything leading up to the war.
That's a really good point. I mean,
how much juice he had.
They were living out of ration boats.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's building an effing yacht.
To sail after the war, he's already figured he's won.
USA. In 39, by the way.
Yeah.
That way, things were still up in the air in 39.
Oh, yeah.
Your poor wife, if you guys did this, would have to take so many pictures of you in different spots on that boat.
And every time he would be posing like he thinks Patton would pose.
Yeah, well, I saw the movie. I know how George C. Scott played it.
Okay, I am so bored with you right now. I am so bored.
I'm excited, but I'm missing
out. You're excited for nothing.
No, but I...
When are the kids going to be gone?
Yeah, you got until Monday.
Hey, you know what my father used to say? Not soon enough.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Why don't you just write a letter?
252-WCMF, two historic ships coming into town. We talked about one of them a couple of weeks ago. It's General George S. Patton's yacht, essentially. It was built in 1939. It's called the... And then the Liberty Clipper, which was built in 1983 as a tribute to the ships of the 18th and 19th centuries. You can get on the boats and sail, not just look at them, but it will cost you more than we assume.
Yeah.
Tommy says that's fine. He would pay that money, but he won't.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't even know
the average age of the person who buys a ticket.
I can't imagine.
Oh, it's all guys.
Yeah, there's no one under.
I don't know. I think that price would keep... $80 for an hour and a half? I don't think so.
There's no one under 50 buying a ticket to this thing. No one.
No.
Well,
I bet there's a line.
I think there are people that would do it just for the cool pictures.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a line to this thing.
No, Kimmy does
Could
bring
be
up...
some local influencers on that boat.
We know a couple of them.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you bring up a good point because like your favorite show, both of you guys.
Yep.
Below Deck.
Yeah. The yacht.
Draws a younger crowd.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, but it's a younger crowd about yachting and like...
Yeah,
the Mediterranean with like fabulous lifestyles. That Patton's boat. This is where you used to take a crap.
Still feel fancy.
In a bucket, you throw it overboard.
Well, yeah, but he seems like he had a pretty fabulous life. He can get a boat built while everyone else is getting rationed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.